You are listening to a preview of Policy, a Chicago Sustainability Series dialogue with Ashley Munson, Policy Coordinator at the Illinois Environmental Council, recorded on March 30th, 2017 at Civis Analytics. To find out about upcoming dialogues, community meetings, volunteer opportunities, and activations, go to sustainetheshy.com.
Oh yeah. So just to piggyback off what you said, Joyce, I think advocacy is very important. And being in Springfield, you get to see not only how the state works, but you get to see how legislators think. And it's a federal level, it's probably sometimes impossible to meet with your federal legislator, right? But your Springfield, the ones that represent you in Springfield, is so easy. If you get a trip to Springfield, just say, hey, I'm Ashley from gray seat organization, right? And I just want to talk to you about gray seats. You may not be able to see them. That was a horrible example, but you may not be able to see them right now, like within this time frame, but they'll call you back and they get to know who you are and what you represent and the issues that you're passionate about. And they'll know your name and they'll know when they see you in Springfield, like, hey, they care about gray seats and I should do something because they're in my district and they vote for me. And I think once people realize the power that we have at a state level, because we ultimately vote these people into office. And if we get serious, not only about the environmental issues or whatever matters in your district, I think that'll help paint the picture for them. Like, I should educate myself about these issues so they can know. And a point with advocacy is, like, for this future energy jobs bill and the low income solar program, we have a resolution that we're trying to pass that protects these funds so we can do these projects. And advocacy plays a big part in that. And so even today, we were going around talking to legislators and trying to help them understand how important this is. And imagine if 500 of us just went down and just flew to the Capitol and just swarm everybody to talk about these issues. So it's very important. And I had on here education. I keep bringing up education because it is very important to understand the issues and help people of color understand it. And I'm just getting, that's why I said these women are amazing. They've been, you know, trailblazers in their work. And I'm just getting started with this energy conversation because my head is campaign talk. I can do that all day. But understanding that it's not just solar energy, it's composting, it's recycling, and all these issues that are very important. If we educate more people about these issues, they'll care more and how, and helping them understand why it's important. So I think even playing a part in social media, whether it's Periscope or Snapchat or whatever, you have to conform in a way to reach out to the young folks. And just like the example I use with recycling, kids are going to lead the way. Like, I mean, I'm only 25, but I can only imagine the 16 and 17 year olds. They're being, like, social media is a heavy influence. And if we can find a way to work with social media and education to have a preventative measures and find out how to educate them, I think we'll be good to go. I mean, I think we still have a long way to go, of course, right? But I think it's a step. And
So the first thing...